Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Married or Single, we were taught that the first requirement in church membership is to believe that the Lord is the head of the local church. So follow along as we get back into the study today. This passage tells us that we are of the same body. Therefore, we should care for it as we do our own body. It's actually more important than our own body, for it is called one body, of which Jesus Christ is the head. Now, notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, and the anger God has when we treat one another wrongly. We're seen there as a family. And it is not what God wants for His family. So we read, I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No. Not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Now, therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because ye go to law with one another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Nay, ye do wrong, and ye defraud, and that your brethren. Now, yes, we are family, and God does not want His family fighting one another. We are members of His body, and He wants His body to work in harmony within that local church. But don't stop there. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 18, Jesus is speaking, and it says, He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, in verses 15 and 16, they're very important, because they tell us on whom the local church is built. You see, the church is the creation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first step in local church membership is based on these words of Jesus Christ. To be part of His local church and body, as according to His word, we must believe that He is the Christ, that is, the Anointed One, who would bear and take away the world's sin, which was placed, that sin placed on His body on the cross. And that's why we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, He wanted whosoever will to come to Him for salvation and to be part of His body. In the Great Commission, He directed us to build the body through witnessing and edification, which is the duty of every Christian. Now, some people think, well, witnessing is a gift. No, witnessing is a command. But it's a command that we carry out in love because we love God and we really don't want to see souls go to hell. And we don't want to be at the judgment day, at that great white throne judgment, and have people looking at us. We've crossed their paths. We had a chance to witness and we didn't. And have that why look, looking directly at us as they're being cast into the eternal lake of fire. Yes, it's the duty of every Christian. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 17, Jesus goes on to say, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." My friend, that rock is Jesus. As a result, he adds, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, folks, gates are for defense, not offense. We are to attack the gates of hell. Yet, we must remember that we use different weaponry than hell does. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, folks, we do the work of the Lord in this flesh. But we do not use the world's weapons of war as sensuality, worldliness, gossip, guns and knives as the Muslims do to convert people through fear. Yet we do attack the gates of hell. We name sin. Jesus said the world hated him in John 7:7 because he testified of their works, plural, that they are evil. So when he testified, it's the idea that he named specifically their evil, their sins, and they hated him for it. I get mail that really is about the same manner as that. It's people, their hate, because you name sin. Now, Satan uses the carnal weapons. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, it says, "And fear not them which kill the body," and this is Jesus speaking, by the way. He says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him that is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." So in the battle against the gates of hell, we must battle our own carnality. So that requires an all-out effort and plea to God for help, that we might bring every thought into the captivity of Christ. And actually, it is bringing. And no wonder, because it is a continual battle. So we are continually bringing. And that ing on the end of bring is that, because it's over and over. It's a continual battle. But strongholds of Satan are cast down when we abandon the weapons of carnality, as seen in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, and the lust of the flesh, when people in churches today are trying to use the carnal things to draw people in. So we put those things away and put on the weapons of the Spirit. As Galatians 5:22 and 23 says, "For the captain of our faith, giving these words to us, we use it for his glory." Now, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So We proclaim the word. We proclaim the gospel. We name sin. We call people to repentance. In the spirit of Galatians 5, 22 and 23, not in Galatians 5, 19 through 21, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Now notice the captain of our faith as well in Ephesians 5, 8 through 10. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So, you see all these compromisers out there? You see people trying to ease in the things of the world. You know, they're those that are calling themselves independent fundamental Baptists. And so what do? They tone down the contemporary, but they use a contemporary. They tone down their music. They tone down their calls to have, and so their psychology, instead of their Bible preaching, is incorporated. And they incorporate the technology, and they take everything that the modernists do, everything that these contemporary and these emerging church people do, and they tone them down a little bit, but they're still doing the same thing. You see, that's even more deceptive. And so Satan has used that to deceive many fundamental Christians because, well, they're doing it, and it seems to be all right. No, it's straight from hell, and they've been deceived by the devil. And that's why they're losing the battle. Because it's not in all goodness. Anything that goes against God's holiness and righteousness is not goodness, and it's certainly not righteousness and truth. Now, we have a goal given to us by the Holy Spirit of God of proving. And the idea of proving is continually proving. Continually proving. He said there in Ephesians 5:10, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And how do you prove it? By the Word of God. It's got to be proven by the Word of God. It doesn't have to be proven to me or some counsel. Rather, what is acceptable unto the Lord has to be proven to the Lord. Now, we're told in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 19, that we're in a war as a local church, but not against flesh and blood, but rather against principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. In the day in which we live, we've seen all these devils infiltrate church after local church and lead them into the paths of unrighteousness, while at the same time making people think they are pleasing unto God. Why? Because Satan is a deceiver, and many times people seek the fulfillment of their fleshly lust, but in a way that seems not so bad. And so they will take the twisting of the scriptures and be easily deceived thereby. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will come.